It's time for Tiger Talk on Star 99 and DRGNews.com. Tonight, the coaches will talk with Andy Hsu for Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Bridge City Realty, Grand Central Station, Dakota Bank, and Hands On Health. Now live from the Pizza Ranch in Mobridge, here's Andy Hsu.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Pizza Ranch. Tonight, we're going to have Coach Holmstrom talk a little football, but more importantly, we're going to talk about homecoming week. And then the second half, I'm excited. We got Mr. Gonzalez, who's going to talk about the Tiger Band. And the Tiger Band is going to be at Gypsy Days on Saturday. So I've got a lot of questions for Mr. Gonzalez. But first, let's talk with Coach Holmstrom. And Coach, I have to bring it up. Woonsocket, Weston Springs, Sanborn Central, you guys take a very long bus ride down to Weston Springs. You get off the bus and you drive the length of the field. You put one in the end zone, and everybody just thinks, "Man, game over. Let's get on the bus and go home." The problem is that they turned around and they drove down the field and put one in too. And
well, we stopped them first.
Yeah, I don't
know if you remember, we stopped them, and then they punted, and then we got a first down. We got going, and then Jackson got hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
And it took us a while to make the adjustment, but you know what? I'll tell you what, we can be very proud of our Tigers. Slowly but surely, we made the adjustment. Holden came in and, you know, got things going. And I'll tell you what, by the end of the game, we put 18 more points on. And, you know, if you look at their schedule, it's very interesting. The four teams that they had beaten prior to us, every one of them was a shutout.
Yes. And that's what I was just going to say. There's no quit in this Tiger team.
No.
They could have folded up their tents at halftime and said, oh, okay, guys, this is a loss. But they didn't. They came back out in the fourth quarter. Number one, they held them in the third quarter and then came out in the fourth quarter and threw 18 points up. You had to be impressed at the end of the game. Disappointed, but impressed at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of good things, a lot of really good stuff. I mean, like I said, Holden came in, really got the thing going. Aiden Schoenhardt, he just ran like a bull through a china shop.
Yeah.
You know, we got Turner Fitzer. He had some really big plays. I don't know if you caught that, but Cage Yellow came in, made a big catch, got things going. Shane Henderson made a big catch over the middle. Yeah. Then, of course, as always, Simon Freed.
Yeah.
He came in and really, really rocked him a few times. And, you know, it's where we're hurting the most right now is on defense. You know, we had the heart and soul of our defense, Cole Wellner.
Yeah.
He went down. I mean, that was devastating. And then a few weeks before that, of course, Taylen Carmody. And those two were they were stalwarts as far as linebackers, and they could do it all. You know, Cole was so good. I mean, we had a defense where he could jump into the defensive backfield, and he got that pick. I remember the pick down at what am I thinking?
Was that Dakota Hills?
No, the other one. Not Dakota Hills, but the long trip down to Wagner.
Wagner. Oh, yeah.
Remember late in the game? That was a defense where he jumped into the defensive backfield part of our call, and he made the pick. I mean, that's how good of a player he is.
Yeah.
And so you take those two guys out, it's tough, you know, and then go ahead.
I know that you don't like to talk about injuries. You told me one time you don't want to discuss injuries. The one thing I do want to ask you is when you ask someone to step up, you know, there's an injured player, a guy that won't be out on the sideline, and you know it's true. You ask somebody else to step up. What do you tell that person? How do you get them motivated to, you know, come in and play just as well or better than the guy that's on the sideline in a walking boot?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those deals where, you know, it's hopefully you prepare that person for a long time and they're ready to go. And you can never duplicate though everything that the person they had in front of them, because for the simple reason first team people usually get more reps,
right,
so that's where it's a difficult thing. Just like in a band, if you got the number one drummer in the country and then all of a sudden he goes down, that second drummer is okay, but he's not.
Yeah.
He's not number one.
Yeah.
So, and it's the same thing. But, you know, we can all be proud of our kids. Mr. Gonzalez can be proud. You can be proud of myself, too. I mean, they really, as tough as it's been, they've never quit. They keep on going. They're very coachable. And they're really just a great young group to coach.
Well, and I think I can just repeat once again, they showed a lot of character and not giving up against, you know, the Blackhawks that were, you know, trying to, you know, rub it in a little bit. And we showed a lot of mental toughness and came out and played well in the fourth quarter. Now, that aside, you've got a couple of weeks here. You're going to get some kids back, hopefully. I have seen Jackson wearing his sleeve. Although last night at the little kids football game, he looked like he was getting a little bit more movement in his arm. As far as Cole goes, we're still waiting on doctors to release him, I imagine. Talen is done. He's done for the season. He's going to have surgery soon. And that's part of a knee injury. Let's talk about homecoming. You had coronation on Monday night. And it's kind of an unusual situation because we have 2 weeks of homecoming due to a scheduled volleyball game that's next Monday night. So we had coronation, and now this week it's kind of a little
pseudo homecoming.
But next week, the real big time homecoming starts. And the volleyball team was impressive last night against Groton area. Now they get into a little bit of a meat of their schedule. They're going to go. And even after Friday night's football game, they got a big tournament coming up a week from Saturday. So it's one of those things where if you're a Tiger fan, you got to be licking your chops and getting out there and rooting on some great competition.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole homecoming thing, you know, when we first got the schedule, meaning the football schedule, you try and kind of adjust to, you know, what that is. And we wanted to have a time period where the volleyball was with the football in that week. So this is how it worked out. The other weeks at home just didn't work that way.
Right.
And what do you know? I mean, gosh, the volleyball's home twice.
Yeah.
They're away twice, too. And,
yeah.
And so it's very, very big, but it's exciting. It's one of the things that's really exciting. I think it's a 2 week thing, it just more people jump in. Like, I'll give you an example. Our excellent band director right here, Mr. Gonzalez, he last night, they came in, and if anybody showed up for that volleyball game, it was the most exciting thing around. The band got everybody fired up before the game.
Yes.
The girls were jumping higher. They were hitting harder. They were digging better because the band was there.
Yes.
And the fans are all going crazy. And then Mr. Gonzalez did something that I've never seen before. When the game was over, the band played again.
That's awesome.
And it was so cool. People were clapping, cheering. I mean, it was just unbelievable. But that's the spirit of homecoming. You know, that's the spirit of the Mobridge Pollock Tigers. And it really made it very, very special. I'm not going to put any pressure on him.
Yeah.
But
we're going to talk to him.
He has told me that we might be in for something like that again this coming week.
That's awesome.
So I'm hoping that I'm hoping that that's the case.
We had a fumble here, Coach. I don't know what you tell your kids when they fumble a ball on the football field, but I think you owe them some laughs. I don't know. Well, we had cross country today, and this is their last regular season meet before they get into regionals. So kind of a tune-up. The cross country team keeps getting better and better and better each week. And I got to talk about Heidi again. She keeps posting these great times and some of the best times in the state. So there's always the hope that we're going to bring a state championship home there. But I know if you talk to Coach Free, she wants to get a team qualified for the state tournament. She wants to go out and do really well at regionals, which is down in Chamberlain, which is kind of familiar territory for him. So that's coming up real soon. As we said, volleyball, very busy. They're going Thursday night and Friday night, and then they'll go to Ipswich, and then they come back. They've got Sully Buttes here the night before the big football game, and It's just an exciting time of the year, and it feels like it's late in the season, but really it isn't.
No, well, you know, for football it is.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt about it. We're in the meat of the season as far as volleyball goes. You look at cross country, obviously, it's near the end, and then golf has just ended. But
yeah,
it's really I think one of the things that's a little bit different for us this year is the weather's so good.
Yeah, really.
I mean, it hasn't turned.
Supposedly
knock tomorrow.
On wood.
But you know, you look at that, I think that just kind of gets everybody a little bit more fired up and all that good
and
stuff.
You got to take your hat off to William Blankarts, a freshman at Mowbridge Pollock High School, playing in the state golf meet. Second year he's been there, and he goes down, he hits a 184. He's you know, top 75 in the state. He does really well. He shows composure for a freshman, and you got to think, as young as that golf team is, they're just going to keep getting better and better and better. And Coach Hedick's doing a great job teaching those kids the game of golf.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're so fortunate to have somebody like that that's dedicated his time and put the effort and commitment into it. It's really, really impressive. And then, like you said, when you get young golfers like that, and they stick together,
yeah,
great things can happen.
Yeah.
So we're pretty fired up. Just like the band.
Right.
You know, he's got a good group of young musicians. He's developed freshmen. And so, I mean, I'm telling you what, we're looking for really good things in that area of competition.
Well, I've been here long enough, and I've heard the Mowbridge Pollock bands for long enough. I am just blown away by the improvement in just the short time that Mr. Gonzalez has been here, not discounting any other band teachers along the way, but I can tell that there's a passion for music there and a passion for band, and I can't wait to talk to him in just a few moments. But I do want to hit on one more thing. Groton area, I don't know, you probably, being that you've coached in other places, you probably have that rival. That game that you circle on the calendar, the team that you are charged up for, the team that you can lose every game of the season, but you got to win that one. And so here we are, last game of the season. It's not this Friday, but the Friday after on the 14th. You've got Groton, the Tiger Trophy, everything on there. How soon do you start working on a game plan for Groton?
Well, I mean, you start working on it this week, but we didn't implement anything yet. You're kind of thinking about things. So this week, we kind of worked on our individual stuff. You know, we talk about individual in football, so the offensive line works by itself, the quarterbacks, the running backs, the wide receivers, even the tight ends. Everybody kind of went and worked on their individual thing because of the bye week, we could do that.
Yeah.
We did that a couple times this week. So then we weightlifting, of course. We've lifted the entire season, so we continue that. And then tomorrow we'll work pretty hard on special teams again. So it's a process where you're trying to, this extra week, you're trying to do the things that are going to make things good for you. You know, coming into Groton. And we believe that if we beat Groton, we can make the playoffs. We still believe that.
Yeah,
you know, I wasn't sure before we played the Blackhawks. Big victory that changed everything was when Webster beat Groton.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got those extra points from Webster.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I haven't done the math down to the last couple of points, but I think percentage-wise, a win against Groton would put you guys into the playoffs and it'll be a long trip.
Yeah, it'll be a long trip, and it'll be against a really good team. But you know what? We're a good football team.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, I always say postseason's like a new season.
Oh,
you start all over again.
It is. It's a brand new thing.
All right.
So you go with it. And we're excited about Groton. We need a lot of people to come out. And I don't know if you're coming, have me come in and talk next week about it. But if not, I can say, please come out and support the Tigers.
Yes.
We need as many Mowbridge Pollock Tiger fans. Awesome.
Yes. And we, you know, come out for the parade, get along the parade route. I know that there's going to be somebody throwing candy out there.
Cheering that band. Listen to that band. It's going to be going.
So, hey, we appreciate you coming back this week, and we'll look forward to talking to you again down the road, and we'll see about next week. I'm gonna try to get Mrs. Zahn to come in talk about Allstate Choir.
And Mr. Zahn, perhaps.
Oh, perhaps. Perhaps. Anyway, we're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll be right back. This is Tiger Talk on Star 99.
Go get them, Tigers. Grand Central Station of Mowbridge wants to take this time to wish the Tigers the best this season. Grand Central Station is here for all of your tires, oil changes, convenience items, bait, and of course, gas or diesel. They look forward to serving you in the future. More great things like their new car wash will be coming soon, too. Stop by and check out all the new changes. Good luck, players, this season and in the future from the friendly staff at Grand Central Station in Mobridge.
No one has a handbook for what we're living through today, which is why the experience you have access to makes all the difference in how you make it to tomorrow. For decades, Dakota Bank has worked with ag producers through industry, economic, and regional changes. We're committed to agriculture. We're committed to the producers and families that make our communities great. Go with commitment, experience, and integrity. Dakota Bank, banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Insurance and trust not FDIC insured.
Are you ready to buy a house or business in the Mobridge area? If you are, call Harley, Riley, Carol, or Jackie at Bridge City Real Estate. Check out their website at bridgecityonline.com and their Facebook page too. They are your local realtors and they will be happy to help you. Bridge City Real Estate wants to wish all the area athletes and coaches good luck throughout your season.
Daddy, what do you do for a job?
Well, Aurora, I make people feel better. At Hands On Health, we provide physical therapy for individuals suffering from pain or recovering from surgery.
What kind of people?
People recovering from surgery, those who have neck and back pain, and balance issues.
And if you're in pain, come see my dad.
Give us a call to schedule your appointment in Mobridge at 374-5844. That's 374-5844. Or find us on Facebook at Hands On Health Wellness Center.
Call my dad today.
Welcome back to the Pizza Ranch. We invite you to come out on Wednesdays. I think they open around 5 o'clock on Wednesdays, and they have a great buffet, and we'd sure like to see you here for Tiger Talk. I am so excited to talk right now with Mr. Gonzalez. He is the MPHS band, Spirit Band Director, and well, welcome. Thank you for showing up.
Thank you for the invitation, Mr. Andy.
You bet.
Yeah.
I'm so excited because when I get to a ball game and I hear the band playing, I know that it's a special night. And you guys, and I have to say it, the improvement of the band over the last couple of years has been just fantastic. The thing that gets me is how do they learn so many darn songs? I mean, you guys play a lot of different songs.
Well, I'll tell you the secret.
Okay.
Let them choose their own song.
There you go. Yeah, that's how you do it right there. You guys are going to be performing on Saturday for Gypsy Days.
Yes.
I don't know if you know the history. How many years have you been doing this? And have you guys done it the last couple of years?
We weren't able to participate any street parade for the past years.
Yeah.
Due to COVID.
Right.
One thing.
Right.
And then, well, this band, high school band, this time is all their first time to attend.
Wow.
Participate to this event. Their first time. I told them this morning, you're okay for now, but once you get there,
yeah,
you will feel the goosebumps.
Yes.
Especially when parents are supporting,
yes,
clapping for them. And I would like to also invite people to show their support to our band kids. They
you
need
bet.
It. They need it.
You bet.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that I want to talk to you a little bit about is the school does a great job of supporting, you know, band and choir and other activities other than sports, but it's a very expensive thing to buy uniforms, instruments, so on and so forth. I remember years ago, people were coming door to door and raising money for the band. Are you guys still in the process of raising money, trying to get that little extra for a band uniform or whatever?
Well, in the past, according to Ms. Zahn, they do fundraising.
Yes.
And we have this music booster. And then that uniform that we have now, according to Ms. Zahn, again, it was a donation from other state.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But hopefully, in the future, if we could upgrade those uniforms.
Yes.
You know, better ones, like more comfortable
ones. You bet.
Ones.
You bet.
Yep. And then also, we are trying to build up a group of students who wants to be in band, but not actually playing the instruments. We call it the color guards.
Yes.
So if we could also sponsor their uniforms, that would be great too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when you see a big time parade, the Rose Bowl parade, Macy's Day parade, and you see the bands down the street, you see the people out front there with their batons or their flags, so on and so forth. It's kind of the show behind the sound. And I think that if there's somebody out there that's interested in some kind of rhythmic flag or a baton, show up and say, I'd be interested in that.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I recruited two of our middle school students who are not in band to just hold the banner.
That's nice.
Just for starting for them.
That is
nice. It's a good time for them.
Yeah. You know, and it, like Mr. Holmstrom was saying, when the band is at a game, it's so exciting. And like I've said, I've been to a lot of games at Mobridge Pollock High School, and it just seems like the band gets better and better and better. The one thing that's really cool to me is there's a lot of athletes are on the floor that come up and play in the band and then go down and play basketball or whatever.
Yes, that's true. Maybe 90% of our band students are into sports.
That's so cool.
Every day, keep on telling them, I support whatever you do.
Yeah.
Especially sports. Because I used to be in sports when I was in high school, college. Yeah. I played basketball. Table tennis. And I support whatever they do in sports.
Yeah.
100%. And always relate band music to sports.
Yeah.
Sports. Because it's a teamwork.
It is. And one of the things is if you're going to play a sport, you have to practice.
Yeah.
You're not going to just walk out there and know everything about it. So kind of like band, if you want to be the best musician possible, you have to practice.
And not only that, a very important thing is that every single band member is an important piece of the puzzle.
Right.
Same in sports.
Yes.
No matter you just, what they call this, cymbals, playing cymbals, or just playing one note, just playing the drone.
Right.
It's still a very important piece of the puzzle.
So here, I told you before the interview I was going to put you on the spot. I don't want to. You don't need to answer right away.
Okay.
When I was a kid in high school, for homecoming week, the band would load up in cars and they'd follow each other around to different players' houses, play the fight song, and then they'd end up at the coach's house. The whole team would be there. The cheerleaders would be there. The coach would give a speech. The band would play. It was kind of what we called it, spirit car rally.
Okay.
I'm hoping that maybe we can implement that for next Thursday night if we all met at the high school parking lot around 7 o'clock. And it's a total volunteer thing. If the band doesn't feel like playing, I guess, you know, and the cheerleaders don't feel like cheering. But I think it would be a great boost because all those neighborhoods where maybe somebody doesn't get to go to the game could hear the band play.
I think I'll go with that.
You will. That is so awesome.
I'll go with that. Yes.
I will be there. I will lead the parade. I'll find out the addresses for all the players and where we're going to stop. And even down Main Street, maybe we can go down Main Street, jump out real quick and play the fight song.
Yep. Let's go.
I am excited now. One of the things that we talk about in sports is eligibility. Is there the same standard with band that there is with sports? If you want to be in the band, you got to get the grades.
Yes. Yes, we do have, especially for contests, they have to be eligible to join.
Okay.
Like they have to maintain the grades. They have to submit their homework.
Okay. Well, because I don't know, unfortunately, I am tone deaf and I couldn't play in the band. I tried the trombone, but it just didn't work. So let's talk about All-State Band. When are your tryouts for All-State Band?
We are preparing for that too. So I have already students lined up for All-State Band. I told them, just put your head to this marching parade first.
Yes.
After this, then one at a time. We're going to work on All-State Band somewhere end of January or first week of February.
Okay.
We still have time, but I believe we have strong players.
Yes.
Line up.
Yes.
And I I can see so much in them this year. That's, so much improvement, so much drive.
Yes.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah, I like I said, I'm impressed every time you guys play at the games. What do you have to do to qualify for state All-State Band? What does the contest consist of?
Okay, there's going to be 5 items. So they're going for their solo piece, mm-hmm. and then sight reading test, and then written test, and I forgot the other two. But there's supposed to be 5.
Yes.
So then if they qualify, then they're going to the major concert.
Which I've seen on public broadcasting, and it's hard to believe mm-hmm. for me that those are high school kids because they sound like a major orchestra or symphony.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true.
It's incredible. That's and they true. Get to work with, you know, when they go to All-State Band, they get to work with somebody who is semi-famous and is one of those college conductors,
yes.
right?
Normally they invite professors from out-of-state to conduct them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just like All-State Orchestra.
So the great part about that is they get that experience.
Oh, it's the best experience. Not only to qualify in the All-State Band, but the experience. It's
yes.
different. Even in this marching band event,
yes.
this Gypsy Day, what I keep on telling them is get the experience. I'm not after winning the competition. I don't even rub into their skin that this is a competition. Go there, support each other,
right,
and play music, enjoy, and
so
great experience. Have a great experience.
We tell kids when they go out on the courts or fields that you are a representative of your school, mm-hmm. Mowbridge, Pollock, and your community.
Yes.
Whether you live in Pollock or you live in Mowbridge, you are representing. So you want to give your best step forward. You want to shine and have fun.
Yes. That's the most important thing in performance.
Yes.
Yep. Because if you get fun, if you're having fun with the performance and you win for a certain event.
Yeah.
That would be different feeling.
So how much are you practicing right now marching?
So far, almost every day.
Yeah.
Students are putting their hard work every single day. I know they're tired from previously, the night before from the games. Some of them, like seniors, having their dual credit test.
Right.
But still manage to come to practice.
That's awesome.
Yep. A lot of hard work.
Yes.
A lot of hard work.
And the parade is Saturday at what time?
It's going to start at 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
So students, I'm meeting the students in high school commons at around 6 a.m. 6 a.m.
Okay.
Because we need to be there no later than 8:15
okay.
in the Main Street, in our block
okay.
in Main Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
So fans that are coming over from Mowbridge Pollock need to be there by 9 o'clock. And mm-hmm. maybe bring a lawn chair so you can sit on the curb and watch
that's right.
the bands go by. If you've ever been to a college parade, a Gypsy Day, a homecoming parade, you know how exciting it is. When you've got some, there you go. When you've got some skin in the game, it's even more exciting.
Yes, that's true. That's true. That's true.
I am excited, not only for this, but next Thursday night when we do the car rally, first ever, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
I'll play the trombone.
All right, sounds good, because I sure can't. Mr. Gonzalez, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me tonight.
Yes, and
thanks
I hope
for having me tonight.
In the winter, when basketball season starts, we can stock a little basketball.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I would love to.
All right. That is it for Tiger Talk tonight. We'll send it back to the studio of Star 99. Thanks for joining us.
This has been Tiger Talk, brought to you by Hands On Health, Dakota Bank, Grand Central Station, and Bridge City Realty. If you missed a second of the show, go to drgnews.com/Star99 for the entire show. Join us next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk at the Pizza Ranch in Mowbridge.